Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Traveling in
life I knew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be
day, everyone. I give thanks to the Most High, the Merciful, the Master, Creator of us all. I want to give thanks for those who are tuning in this moment on this wonderful now, this wonderful Thursday. Whether you're tuning in now or the other now in the archive, I welcome you into the play experience, where nothing matters more than that you take time to purposely love and appreciate yourself, and that you're willing to examine and explore new ways to successfully put your play game into place on a daily basis with sweet surrender, with the immunity of essence, whatever that means to you. That's just what's coming from me. Yes, I want to thank you for coming. As you may know, the idea for play came from a result of years of looking at others, only at others and their well-being, and not looking inside myself, at myself, around myself. After examining what it was that I needed, I looked around me and I saw that there were others who had the same experience of being caretakers, lovers of others, humanitarians, that really were not taking the time to fill up their cup. So, what did I do? I got a bunch of games and a bunch of hula hoops, and I started doing a taste of play. A taste of play was designed to culminate into a huge playground in Jekyll Island, Georgia, in September. And we're still culminating. We're working on it. So, everyone, enjoy the show. If you have any questions, we have a wonderful guest today. If you have any questions for him or myself, take the number down, 347-426-3346. And press 1 on your keypad. You also can ask questions at facebook.com/IWillPlay, capital letters N-O-W, now. I will play now. That's affirmation. I will purposely love and appreciate myself right now. Want to reach us after the show? You can go to info@IWillPlay.org. Stay tuned today. It will be very informative, very fun, and always very healing. All you have to do is just show up and be present. Are you there? Are you here? thank you for joining me today. I am truly honored to have a pleasure and honor to have my wonderful guest, my first guest, everyone. Who better than someone who I see has very similar views about health and wellness as I do. You know, first that all healing comes from God, comes from the Creator. How good can it get? Oh, my goodness. And that we all can take responsibility for our own health and well-being by just observing and changing and making better the habits that we choose to bring into our existence. It doesn't matter, you know, if our parents did it or didn't do it. It only matters that we are choosing the best. And the rest will come. Indeed, my guest is Dr. Away, right? Who grew up in New York, Buffalo, New York, and has a practice here in Douglasville, Georgia, called Planet Chiropractic, and it is a family service. So without further ado, I want to hear from him, and he can tell us a lot better, about who he is, why he is, and where he is going. So without further ado, I am welcoming a wonderful, the gracious and the humble Dr. Bud. Welcome to the Play Experience.
Thank you very much.
It's something about you, and it's about something about the way that you serve people, Dr. Bud, that made me want to just bring you on the show. And I know you've had a wonderful radio experience before, but I wanted to bring you in. And in this play experience, this play experience is purposely loving, appreciating you. And that is what this is all about. I really want to know, how did you, well, first, one of the questions that we always have asked from the beginning of the Life Conversation time 8 years ago is, we always ask our guests, who are you? But I want to break that up a little bit just because it's you. Not only who are you, but how do you see yourself? How do others see you that are close around you? And how do you want to be seen?
Okay, well, I just want to, of course, always start with an attitude of gratitude. I think we should always be thankful. So I know a lot of my patients would think of me as a healer, but I always try to consider myself actually a vessel that, you know, God can work through to help heal people. And I just think of myself as a humble servant that just gets to serve God all day. And we do that through a vehicle, which we call chiropractic. But basically, I look at myself, and that's what I try to work on all the time, to become a clear vessel that God can work through and help heal his people.
Mm-hmm. And you do it so well. I watch myself how people just come in and they're just so happy. It's a very good, it's really good to see people coming in and they're just like, well, let me put my keys down. They're ready, you know, they're ready. It's something about them. And as a person who works with healing, it's so exciting for me to see someone not coming and they're not afraid. They're ready to just go. And I always call it the number one, number two, or number three person. Number one is, I got all the medicine. I've tried all the remedies. I've tried it all. And I still have all of them. Okay? I didn't use them, right? I still have them. Number two is, I'm trying some, but, you know, I'm sitting on the fence because I just don't know, because someone else told me that this is not, well, my mom always said, well, and they're on the fence. But number three, straight into the fire. And that's the way I see the people that come into your office. You, I may have another perspective, but I see them as they're ready to go, and they're dealing with trust, and they're dealing with God, as I feel. But I want to ask you, Why do you feel, or how did you get into it first? How did you get into chiropractic service?
Okay, well, my family was very medical-based. You know, just thinking about my cousins and nephews, and you'd be amazed, but half of the people that have a blood relation to me are in the medical field. Either they're medical doctors themselves, pharmacists, drug reps, and even the couple engineers I have, they actually help manufacture pill bottles. So my family's very, very medical-based, and that's how I grew up. And the whole mentality there was that, you know, the body's not perfect, and that's why we have medicine. So anytime something goes wrong, we would just run to the doctor and get ourselves medicated. And in my life, I had several issues that I was going on with. I had suffered with allergies, terrible, terrible allergies. I remember just being a child, and I would wake up in the morning, and I would start sneezing, and it just wouldn't stop. It was almost like I was having a seizure. But come to find out, a lot of people suffer like that. And, of course, my parents, you know, they did the best they could. They thought the best route to do was go to the pediatrician. And, of course, as a lot of the listeners are probably experienced this, you know, you go into the system, and the only solution the system has is medication. And if it's not medication, then it's surgery. So I was getting a lot of sinus medication, and I remember it would make me drowsy, and it would make me, you know, kind of hazy all day. But it was either that or just, you know, have a runny nose and keep sneezing. So I just kept taking the medication, and at one point, my doctor sat down my parents and says, well, your son has a deviated septum. That's what the problem is, and what we need to do is surgically fix that. And this is in the early 80s, and I think partially why my parents took the, I mean, I like to not think like this, but at that point, insurance was really good, and I think my whole surgical procedure was like $15 to $20. So there weren't many questions asked. It was more like, okay, well, it sounds like a good deal, and it's not going to cost much, so let's go for it. And so kind of, yeah, I really, I mean, you know, I remember sitting there, and I think I was like 12, 13 years old. And when the doctor says this, you know, you figure the question should be, what is the surgery going to do? And I think the question was, how much is it going to cost? And when it was realized that it wasn't going to cost that much, you know, I think I just had the surgery because it was a great deal.
But I had the
surgical procedure. I still remember you know, going into the hospital, you know, being put under, and it was a pretty major surgery because I was, you know, I was under anesthesia, and I wake up, and then, you know, for a day or two, everything was okay. And then I was back to where I was from the beginning. And at that point, I go back to the doctor, and he says, well, here's some steroids. Just you're going to be using these, and you're, you know, pumping them in your nose for the rest of your life. Right then, I think my trust just went away at that point, because why did I do all this if I was going to just, you know, be using steroids? And just life kind of went on. I really didn't, you know, I questioned it, but I just kind of had to move forward. So I was using steroids. And several years later, I injured my back. I was lifting up a box. You know, my mom told me not to do it, but kind of, you know, thought I would do it myself. And it pulled my back. And again, I started having back pain. So my parents took me to the doctor. And, of course, he started giving me pain medication. And, you know, it's not – medicine has an amazing place in our community. This is not a medical bash. I hope none of your listeners think that we're bashing the medical world. They save lives every day. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I just don't think they're – you know, the problem wasn't getting fixed. So even though I'm taking pain medication, my problem kept getting worse. And at one point, I was so bad that I couldn't even sit for longer than 5 minutes without my leg just going numb. And so I laid on the floor for a couple of days. And this is, I think, when the pivotal moment happened. I mean, God has a purpose for everything that happens in our life. And, you know, that's a trial that I had to go through. Because then 3 days later, laying on the floor, a friend of mine calls me up and says, you should go to a chiropractor. And being the medical background and just the closed-mindedness of it, I really actually fought her. And she says, well, you know, what you're doing is not really working. And that's what a lot of us need to assess. We need to look at our lives and see what we're doing. Is it working? And if it's not working, you know, it's time to make a change. And that's what she said to me. She's like, how's this working for you? And the answer was, it's not. And she's like, well, isn't it time for you to do something different? And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I think it's, let's try something else. And I walked in the chiropractor's office, and, you know, today, you know, chiropractic is accepted more than ever before. I mean, you know, with people, insurance companies, even I have doctors that are referring their patients to me all the time. But even in the early 80s, it wasn't, you know, the concept wasn't really there. So I was very skeptical walking in. But he starts doing these tests and starts doing these x-rays and tells me exactly what's wrong. And I even saw it on the x-ray. It was black and white to me. And starts working on me. And I not only did my back get better, my allergies completely stopped. It was almost a miraculous. And the doctor explained to me, and when he started explaining to me, this is the first time that this whole thing started making sense to me. And I hope this is the direction we're going to go in on this radio show. But he was talking about how God made my body to heal from the inside. Mm-hmm. And there's a freedom to that. You know, that's what our goal in our office is, to help people experience this mm-hmm. freedom. And the freedom comes from the fact that the healing is on the inside of the body, not on the outside.
Absolutely. See,
when we're depending on something from the outside, we're actually a slave to it. But when we realize that freedom's on the inside, we don't need to depend on anything. There's a freedom that comes with it. But that's what he started explaining to me. He said your body was made to heal from the inside, and the reason why you had all these allergy issues was not because God made you incomplete. It was because of the fact that your system wasn't working right. And that's all we've done is made your system work better, and that's why all these amazing things that are happening to you are happening. And again, that was another life-changing moment in my life, and I just I was deciding to go towards the medical route anyway. You know, he's like, well, maybe this is a better way to go, is go to chiropractic. And I just started from there, and I never looked back. I really thought that this was God's plan for me, and I truly believe that to this very day, that everything that's happened to us has a purpose behind it. And I am where I am because, you know, to be able to help the people that I am helping today.
Yes, and that you are doing, and I don't know whether you know it or not, and it's always good to be affirmed about what you're doing at times, even though you're doing it as a servant of the Creator. The people who are in there, you know, two different people who I didn't know, I never heard or talked to before, but I just struck up a conversation, and the testimonies that they had about just that, just being directed back inside, and even the signs that you have up in your office about, what did you say, God does the healing and I just do the bones or something?
That's right. one of our, and you know, it's for the patients, but I think a lot of it is just for me because, I mean, we get to see some amazing, amazing miracles, people that have been suffering for, you know, pretty much all their life, and we just apply dental pressure in the right area, and they just receive all this healing. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, it can become like that, like, wow, I'm such a great guy. I'm helping all these people heal. So we have a big sign above our treatment rooms, and basically it says that we move the bone and God does the healing, because at the end of the day, God made the body to heal. I mean, as smart as I would like to act like I am, really the body's doing the healing itself. We're just making sure that it's not interfered with.
That's right. And you took responsibility enough to say, this helped me, so I'm going to help others. And that was definitely very, very, very much honorable. Why is it important to get an alignment? Is it just for pain, or is it just for when you have an accident?
Well, the sad part is majority of our community has become very crisis-based. And it's amazing that this is not our mentality with everything. Like, you could look at an average person, and they're doing, you know, with their car, which a car is a great analogy, because here's a machine that you've paid a lot of money into, and then you utilize a lot, and it's part of your life, you know, to be driving around and getting from place to place. But an average person understands that if they're not taking care of their car, it's going to get damaged, and it's going to break down, and they're not going to get the best out of it. I mean, even down to an oil change, an average person understands if they're not getting the oil changes and the tune-ups, at one point, the car is going to break down. Now, majority of the people don't wait for that. They're not waiting for the car to break down. They're doing something about it beforehand, which we would call prevention. But the way our community is when it comes to our health, most of us are usually waiting for a crisis to happen. An average person wakes up in the morning, they're not thinking about what they need to do to make themselves do some preventative stuff or keep themselves healthy. They're thinking about, well, I don't have any pain, so I must be okay. Let's just keep moving forward. And the sad part is that majority of the people do wait for a crisis with their health before they do something about it. And really what I do in my daily basis has nothing to do with taking care of crisis, but it just comes with it that there is a lot of people that come into our office and they are having pains or they are having some health issues. But really the whole point of proper alignment, the proper alignment is, I think for most people, it's the greatest secret when it comes to their health. Because you see, inside your spine, the most important part of your body is sitting, the master controller, which is your brain and your spinal cord. And absolutely, no doubt about it, the brain and the spinal cord is the most important part of your body. It controls everything. It is encased in bone, so therefore it's the most well-protected. Absolutely, no question about it, the master controller, the nervous system, which is your brain and your spinal cord, they are the most important parts of your body. The concern is when you're out of alignment, there's pressure on the system. And when there's pressure on the system doesn't work well and doesn't communicate with the rest of the body well. So a lot of people wait for something to go wrong with their body as opposed to doing prevention. But that's what our whole focus is in our office is, let's prevent it. Because, you know, they say a pound of cure is worth an ounce of prevention or something like that. I probably messed that up. But either way, the whole point is to doing prevention today as opposed to waiting for a crisis tomorrow. And a proper alignment of your spine, proper alignment of your body is a huge, huge factor in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, that sounds really good. And so basically the spine is connected to what? To all the organs. And
all the organs, all the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a local magazine that is in Douglas County, West Atlanta area. It's called Chapel Hill News and Views, and I get to write an article in it. And my last article was just talking about the healing that's taking place in the body. You know, pretty much there's many systems in the body. There's a respiratory system. That's the way you breathe. And, you know, the respiratory system is mostly your lungs. There's a circulatory system, which is running the blood through your body. That's your arteries, your veins, and your hearts. There's also, you know, your nervous system, which is your brain, your spinal cord, and your nerves. And then there's the healing in the body that's controlled by the immune system. Well, all the other systems, you can pinpoint towards an organ and say that's where that system is being run. The immune system, it's hard to do that. There is many different organs in part of the body that are helping you heal. And that's healing from a simple cut to maybe like an infection, a virus, to even cancer. The immune system is pretty much spread out throughout the body. And this, even the immune system, the brain and the spinal cord, your master controller, your nervous system, it has a direct effect on that. The nerves are what's controlling and directing your immune system. So everything is being controlled by the nervous system, no doubt about it.
Wow, wow. You are a walking encyclopedia. I told someone today, I just love being around him because he's a teacher. He's just constantly teaching me things that I really didn't know. I know about herbs. I know about energy healing. I know about different things, but the spinal column and how it's connected, all these things are so fascinating. You even told me that you went to school and you go the amount of time that the medical physicians go, and then you go longer so that you can learn all of this stuff. Isn't it great? It is wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some people think it's like a weekend course, but I mean, you have to have a 4-degree you have an undergraduate degree, then there's a 4-year chiropractic school, you know, and then I've done post studies after that just to be an expert in the techniques that we use in our office. So I would say I have at least 8 to 10 years committed to this to be, you know, to bring me to where I am. Plus, I've been doing it for about 7-8 years itself. So I would say anywhere from 16 to 18 years focused on, you know, helping people achieve a better health in their life.
That is a whole child that's about to grow up and go to college. But anyway, that's another story. The number to call if you have any questions for Dr. Always Buzz is 347-426-3346, and just press the number 1. That's 347-426-3346. Now, you said something about the alignment and organs and everything, but I want to know what kind of symptoms. Are there specific symptoms, or is it everything that you can attribute that to getting alignment? Is it specific things that people should look for?
Mostly by the time you have a symptom, the body's already damaged. You see, if you look at the top killers in the country, the top reasons why an average person is dying is heart disease or cancer. And something like heart disease, you know, if the listeners were to think about it, any person that they know that had a heart attack, if they had the heart attack in the evening, that morning they were probably feeling just fine. And the reality is, that heart was malfunctioning for 15 to 20 years before it goes into even having a symptom of a crisis. So, I get invited to a lot of different groups and associations and even churches because they want us to teach the congregation a better way of health. And one of the churches that had me speak was in the beginning of this year, and my topic was health is not how you feel, it's how your body's healing and functioning. And I really talked about, I would think, 30 to 45 minutes, and the whole talk was helping people realize it's not how you feel, it's how your body's healing and functioning. And even at the end of it, this lady that was listening there, she was part of the congregation, she comes up to me at the end and just wants to welcome me, you know, very nice lady, probably in her mid-60s, and, you know, she's like, thank you for coming. And she says to me, I feel good, so this information doesn't directly apply to me, but thank you for coming and sharing. And at that point, I'm thinking, you probably didn't hear a word I was saying because my whole topic is health is not how you feel, and that's exactly what you're saying to me. Well, I just, you know, I didn't really say that to her. I kind of figured I'd been doing the best I could. So the next Monday, the pastor comes in. That same lady, 7 hours later, had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
Yep, this just happened a few months ago. This is 2012. The reality is her heart started shutting down in the early 90s. But why didn't she do anything about it? Because even that morning, she got up and felt just fine, and even that's what she told me. So if I were to list, well, if you're having this, that means that means it's a problem. Well, by the time you start having symptoms, that means the problem has been there for a long time. And, you know, a simple way to check if you have a spinal issue is checking your range of motion, like turning your head from one side to the other and seeing how good it moves, and looking down and looking up and seeing how much restriction is there, or even bending your body to one side compared to the other side, and just the movement. That itself is a good indicator if something is going on. And the other way is looking at posture, just looking at the mirror, comparing your one shoulder to the other shoulder, comparing your one ear to the other ear, your one hip to the other hip. And these are some of the testing that we do in our office. Of course, we are documenting everything, so this is part of the testing that we do. But those are indicators. But if we're talking about specific symptoms, by the time a symptom is happening, then the damage has already been there. And, you know, symptoms-wise, it could be pain in different areas. It could be things that are shooting down your arm or down your leg. It could be even the fact that, you know, you just get sick too easy, or your energy is lower, you don't sleep that well. We
so
had
it could
a
be
patient
anything,
come in.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
really
pretty much it could be anything. Yeah?
Right. It really could be because of the fact that the nerve system is controlling everything. So anything that shows up could be directly, the nervous system could be malfunctioning in that area. You know, I had a lady come in and she eats 2 to 3 meals a day, but she doesn't have a bowel movement once or twice a week.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it could, really could be. I mean, that's just not a normal functioning system, because if you ate a meal right now, you should be having a bowel movement within a few hours. And if that's not happening, maybe you have zero pain, but your body's not healing the way it's supposed to. It's not functioning the way it's supposed to.
This is about how it's functioning. We're talking to Dr. Awais Budd today on The Play Experience. We're about to take a short break, and we'll come back on the other side of that with a question from Facebook question for you. I'll see you on the other side.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Everything we do is a result of whatever thoughts are rooted in our minds. Our peace, joy, confusion, and what we hold to be right or wrong all reside here. When our relationships become chaotic, it is a reflection of what we are holding in our minds. Depending on how we let our thoughts and beliefs influence every moment of our day, will determine how unstable or harmonious our relationships will be. We can decide to make a permanent residency with this confusion, or we will decide to use our minds to create a much more gratifying reality by first dispelling the myths we have lived by, most of which are not serving our highest good. Where do you stand with your beliefs? How do you choose to live? What fears are sharing your living space in the recesses of your mind?
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Awais Butt, and we're about to ask him another question that we have here. Dr. Butt, are you with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a question, a couple of questions here. The first one is, alignment is not something that I usually plan for on my weekly schedule. How often should I get an alignment?
Okay, that's a great question. The ideal situation is to actually see how the situation you're in right now. So it all depends. You would figure the concept of a proper alignment should be part of a healthy lifestyle, but it's not. We're not educated on it heavily. So most of us, by the time we're thinking about making sure that we have proper alignment, the problem has been there for a while. I know I mentioned this earlier in the radio show. So in the beginning, when a person comes into our office, we are actually checking to see how their alignment is. And we do that through several specific testing and even taking x-rays, which is gives us a black and white picture of the spine. Based on all the tests, we're able to find out exactly where the problem is that's causing the person's alignment to be off, if that is that's there. And also we can tell how long it's been there by looking at the actual x-ray. So these are some things that we base the fact on how much a person needs, but eventually the goal becomes that the person doesn't need to be aligned, that the person is actually holding their alignment for longer periods of time. So I guess the quick answer would be it's possible that if you've never been aligned, that you will need it to get done more in the beginning, but eventually the goal of the doctor and the patient should be to help hold the alignment, because the longer you're holding the alignment, the better the body's functioning, the better the person's healing.
So I have. So then, that's a good answer. Now, when someone says, "Well, is there anything I can do myself?" You know, people, you know, that's into really. This is the question. The question is, what can I do myself to help regularly that I can help myself with my own spine? Or, you know, why can't a painkiller that I take? You know, I don't take them all the time, but if I don't have money, what do I do at home? Is there anything I can do at home? What would you tell that person?
There is definitely things you can do. Just the first thing is the painkiller is treating a crisis. It's not working on fixing the problem. And we really need to understand that. I take care of a lot of military, and with the military, you know, there's a joke on their bases, and it's called Ranger Candy. It's 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, and, you know, these guys are given handfuls of it. And the understanding has to be there that even though the pain medication will avert the crisis by numbing the pain, it's not actually fixing the problem. So the goal is for you not to be on pain medication for the rest of your life. And I really don't want to get into the details of the side effects of constantly taking pain medication. And, you know, thanks to the Internet, you guys can definitely research that yourself. Now, what can you do to help make sure that you have proper alignment? Something simple that we could do is avoid being in the same position for long periods of time. You know, an average person today, you know, wakes up in the morning and drives in the sitting in the same position, sits in front of a computer sitting in the same position, comes home, driving home again, sitting in front of the TV. And our body just wasn't made to do that. Our body wasn't made to be in a same position for long periods of time. So our muscles, our ligaments, and our spine is going to conform to that because of doing that. So something simple to do is just avoid being in the same position for long periods of time. Now, something that I hear is, well, that's what my job is. My job is that I have to sit there for 6 to 8 hours in the same position. And then the biggest thing I would tell you is to even put a timer on yourself and try to move around every 30 to 40 minutes. And even that moving around might be just to stand up and, you know, just stretch every part of the body or just kind of do some basic stretches just so you get some movement in the body. That's one way of doing it. The other thing is doing it is other thing that you need to be keeping an eye on is the things that you are doing a lot, watching your body and making sure that you're not putting yourself in awkward positions, even though if that's what your work is. And that could be done like if you're sitting on a computer for a long period of time, making sure that you can do some ergonomics where you find out where the computer is sitting, the way you're sitting, and trying to get into position where it's not harming you and more like helping your posture. And same thing if you're sitting in a car or just whatever you're going to be doing for long periods of time, just to be conscious of what position your body's being put in.
And this is really important for me, as I said, because, you know, coming to you, it wasn't so much that I was used to the pain, actually. I can't say I wasn't in pain. I was used to the pain. It was something that I was doing. I was living in England. I remember having things going on with my shoulders. And, you know, when I went, it's like the doctor was like, no, it's nothing wrong. It's nothing here. I don't see anything in problem. And so, I didn't worry about it. I mean, actually, it didn't show anything, so I was fine. So, you know, it was kind of like, okay, well, I just need this stress. I need to do some yoga. I need to, and then you do what you do. Okay, sometimes you obey the body, and sometimes you don't. But you know, one of the things that I find now is that you know people right now, as I'm encouraging people to get out and play and have fun and do things that you used to do, it may not be the same as when you did it when you were 8 and 12 and 14, but it is something out there that you can move around and do, and you can use your body. You do have your body. And if you right. are able to stand up and you're able to move around, and the reason why I wanted you on here is because you can assist people to get back into a shape. It may not be exactly picture perfect, but they can surely move towards that. And from the people that I heard, I was so inspired listening to people that came in and they were telling me that they have been coming to you. In the period of time that they have been coming to you, they were not able to stand up and walk around. Some of them might have been, one of them was in a wheelchair before, and the other one had talked to the person that was in a wheelchair, and that's why they had come. And it was really a beautiful thing. I heard another guy talking about his son had some problems. I think his son was 3 years old. And because someone else came to you, he said, oh, well, let me bring my son. He may be able to help my son. And it was, and I forgot what the problem was with the son, but it was something that you would normally take the child to the doctor and get some medicine for. And but the stories were enough for me to be able to document them in my spirit more so than my mind, where I could come back out and say, he did this and he did this. And it was more that I know that this is something that, you know, there are things that we take for granted, like our teeth care, our dental care, our bone care, you know, that this all everything is connected. This nervous system is everything. You know, I was never taught that. I was never taught that. You know, the whole idea, the chiropractic quack, it almost sounds like the way they kind of tried to, you know, to connect that. And that's just the way that things were. And now it's becoming, like you said, more accepted, which I am very – it wasn't the dark always comes to light anyway. And so it had to be pushed forward. Because it is something that is going to actually help people. And I really do believe it's a gift from the Creator. I really do. This is really we do have another question. Let me stop talking. All right.
Sure. I'd just like to say one more thing. Many times what's happening is it is the traumas that are happening to us when we were a child, and those traumas could be physical, something like when you were born, maybe the doctor pulled on you too hard, or, you know, I have a 3-year-old myself, and, you know, the he's starting to, you know, as he walks and runs around, falls all the time. And many times we're getting these misalignments through these traumas, and they're not being taken care of. So that's why we have a lot of kids in our office. But the other thing is, by the time a person is an adult, that problem has been there for so long that if you just come to stretch, it's really not going to help much, or it's even going to cause them more discomfort just because of the fact that the problem has been there for so long. So I just wanted to make sure I addressed that too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. And I want to just take a time here. I said I was going to play a little bit today. And so what I want to do is I want to offer for if you go to the website, iwillplay.org, and you sign up for membership for the Play Network Movement, and you just go to the website, iwillplay.org, and you click Play Movement, and you sign up there. Go down the bottom, click that, sign up, and you will receive my 7 Natural Remedies ebook, and it is giving you herbal tonics. There's some herbal tonics that would also help you with your health and well-being. And one of the things I want to say is that Dr. Butt in his office does, you do some workshops, don't you, some health and wellness workshops?
Yes, we are constantly working on educating and giving out information. I am huge into research. And, you know, like just this Friday, we're doing this amazing workshop on what I call the 12-minute Wim makeover. And it just talks about how if we can just exercise 15 to 20 minutes a week, we can get amazing benefits. And so the information that I'll be sharing is so advanced that some of the stuff that we were teaching the last 5-6 years is just starting to hit the mainstream. So we are always doing a lot of workshops. We do a lot of education. My goal really is to empower the patient through information, and then, you know, we are all adults and let them make the decision on their own.
Okay. And you do that so well. I've never seen anybody put too much. You even take people to dinner, the Olive Garden. I said, wow, this man is serious about his business.
There are so many people that have suffered, including myself and my own family, and it's amazing. I just wish that this information was given to my family when I was a child. And it never happened. So I try to create as many environments as possible that, especially in my community, the information is, you know, disseminated to as many people as possible so they can benefit from it.
Yeah. So there's one question here. It is, this person says, I heard that alignment can help if someone is having a constant headache. What are your thoughts on that?
It definitely can. There is medical research that is absolutely proving this. So there is research that says that because of the fact that when there's pressure on this system, the system mm-hmm. itself will have malfunction and give symptoms. The headache is literally your body saying something is wrong. Do something about it. And what an average person sadly is doing is, they're covering up the symptoms. But we have amazing, amazing results. We had a patient that was having severe migraines, and she was flying to Chicago to this special institute for migraines that was putting Botox in the back of her head. And you know mm-hmm. what? I'm not trying to judge, but because, you know, she was getting relief from it, but getting Botox in the back of your head just does not sound like a healthy operation to me. And she mm-hmm. came in our office, and we found out exactly what was causing the problem. And it was literally, there was pressure on her spinal cord, and that's how her body was giving her headache. Her body was saying, something is wrong. And we were able to remove that pressure, and, you know, she's getting phenomenal results already.
Okay. That's awesome. So I have one last question here. It says, I have constant pain in my spine area, my shoulder, my neck particularly. What should I expect if I visit a chiropractic office?
The first thing they would do is they would sit down with you and ask you what's going on with your body. I mean, a chiropractor looks at, especially the people that are, taking care of people just like my office is, we look at the body as a whole. You're not a machine where one part is just working separately. Everything works together. So we sit down and we go over exactly, you know, what's going on with your health and not only just where your pain is, but how your energy is, how good are you sleeping, how's your digestion. And so this is what we call a consultation. And then from there, based on the consultation, we do examination. This is specific testing that's done to see exactly how the body's functioning and healing. And then from there, if there's something that's showing to be a problem, then we can even take a picture of it, which our office, we take a digital x-ray of it. And basically, usually the person that's having the issues that the person that's asked this question is, there's a huge bundle of nerves that's coming out of the neck that goes in the shoulder and helps control the arm and the hand. And usually some kind of a trauma, either some kind of a stress, has put pressure on that bundle of nerves, and the nerve is damaged and the body's giving a response, and the response is the pain that they're getting.
Okay, this has been totally informative, and I know we're definitely going to have you back to do some smaller segments just to give some little taste of your love. But is there anything else that you want to share with the audience today that you feel is very pertinent in their health and well-being in creating healthy lifestyles to begin before they start coming and going to a chiropractor, whether it be you or someone else?
Well, the biggest thing, and I think, Mr. Basso, you're doing the same thing, the biggest thing we have realized is that there's an amazing God-given potential that's sitting in everybody's body. If you look at all the research with the DNA and the genetic makeup, we're all made to function 100% normal for 120 and 130 years. The newest research is putting the body to be functioning normal for 130 years. And the sad part is most of us are not even functioning at our full potential by the time we're in our 30s and 40s. And by the time we're in our 50s and 60s, we have this sad mentality that, oh, we're just getting old, so these are things that are supposed to happen. That's an absolute lie, and we need to walk away from that. Your body should have normal function for anywhere from 100 to 120 years. The reason why the body's not functioning right is because there's something that's interfering with its function, and we really need to work on that. You know, the one issue that becomes a problem with people doing something about it is money, and I would tell you that the number one reason for bankruptcy today is medical bills. It's not because we don't have the best Medicare care. It's because we're not taking care of ourselves. And then by the time we get sick, our medical bills pile up. And it's so important to make sure that you're investing in your health today if you would like a healthy future tomorrow. The biggest thing you can look at is your parents and the people that look around you. And as they're getting older, how is their health going? And what would you like your future to be? And I promise you that if you start taking care of your health today, your body has an amazing, amazing ability to heal. And within a few weeks to a few months, your body will start healing and functioning than it better has been in years. The book says, faith without works is dead, and it's time to do something about it. And if you start just taking a little bit of action toward a healthier life, the returns are just endless. It's amazing just how good a person can heal and function.
Wow. This is today we talk with chiropractic doctor, but I weigh butt, and it's all a part of purposely loving and appreciating yourself. Dr. Butt definitely is, and his wife, his beautiful wife, she is beautiful, people. Inside and out. You talk about working on the inside. You both are coming from that place, and it's a beautiful practice. When they say family chiropractic, it is that. And the website, when they want to find you and they can get all the information about you and everything about the chiropractic is?
The website is planetchiropracticga.com.
And they can get the email, they can email you, they can call you, they can, and your consultations, does it cost for your consultations?
No, we don't charge for it. It's a complimentary consultation. So if you were to call my office and say that I just want to come in and see if this can help me, or I just want to come in and talk to the doctor, we will not charge you for that. There's so many people that are suffering that don't think there's a better answer out there, and we can definitely just have a conversation with you, go over your health issues and see if we can help you or not.
Absolutely. And I have someone in Facebook said, I'm going to him. No, when you talked about, we talked about going to any chiropractor, they said, I'm going to him. So you've already touched their heart. And the website, again, is Planet Chiropractic, G-A, that's like Georgia, .com. Is that right?
PlanetChiropracticGA.com.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you when you come back.
Thank you very much for having me. I wish you well. I think you're doing a great service for humanity and for our community. So thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you. Take good care. Bye-bye. Well, you've been listening to Play. You've been listening to the Play Experience. on Life Conversations Radio. This is a wonderful moment in time to be alive. And from what we heard from Dr. Butt, you can stay that way. Oh, wow. You can choose to take responsibility for your health and well-being. That workshop has always been on my heart since 1997, and I've been doing that workshop since 1997 for adults and with young people. It is about how we are giving ourselves to ourselves. How are we doing that? The last gift I want to offer, and this is in the name of a trivia, which is very fun. Okay, you ready? I'm going to give a copy of my book, Soul Journey to Truth. If you can tell me the name of a popular game that was some time ago, okay, you may have to do your Googling. It begins with a T. I'm not going to tell you what it ends with, but the hint is that you use cards with this game. Okay, you'll get to win my book of poems, Soul Journey to Truth, Inspiration. So I'm going to be looking forward to you sending me your answer at info@iwillplay.org. That's info@iwillplay.org. And I will be giving the gift out on next Thursday's show. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you again for joining me. I have had an absolute wonderful play experience. I am so thankful for you joining me, and I look forward to feeling you, touching you, embracing you on next week. Much love, many blessings, and much peace. Mbasa out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.